The Cuban Missile Crisis. Cuba was close to the US, and many US companies were based there. They also had a naval base. There was a revolution in 1959, and Batista, who the Americans liked, was overthrown by Fidel Castro. Now there was a new communist government with Fidel Castro in control of Cuba. The US were not happy and were very anti-Castro. They stopped all trading and tried to invade at the Bay of Pigs, but the invasion was a failure. The US sent spy planes over Cuba. One of the planes was called the U-2. It saw what it perceived to be a missile launch site being built by the USSR, and pictures were taken. USSR ships were coming with parts to Cuba. This caused mass panic in the USA. President Kennedy was in charge. He set up a naval blockade to try and stop the USSR ships. A very tense situation developed, and nuclear war was now possible. A deal was made between the USA and USSR. It was decided to have no USSR bases in Cuba and no US bases in Turkey. They were to be dismantled. The USA was not to invade Cuba. A special hotline was set up between the two countries, and this averted the crisis.